Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Our question for today: how can one discern God's will in life's decisions? Joining me now is Pastor Andrew Mkandawire to help us understand. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Good afternoon to you too.
Thank you very much. You heard our question, Pastor. How can one discern God's will in life's decisions?
That is a very good question. I love the questions this week, and this one is a beautiful question. First of all, we need to establish the fact that God speaks. And because He speaks, He can reveal His will to us. Because He can, through His word, we know He has revealed His will to us. And so, God speaks, and He cares about our lives. He cares about our decisions. The Bible simply says, cast your cares on Him because He cares for you. And so if God cares and He speaks, showing His care, surely He will then communicate to us His will concerning our life decisions. Throughout the Old Testament, we have examples of where believers ask God to show His will for them. And so they would ask for particular signs for God to prove that He was actually speaking with them. I have in mind Gideon, who asks God for signs one after the other so that God would prove that indeed He wants Gideon to do this for the children of Israel. In Genesis chapter 24, is a very beautiful story, very beautiful passage, very instructive, self-explanatory. But in that passage, you have Eliezer sent by Abraham to go and take Rebecca. A woman to wife for Isaac.
Yes, it was Rebecca.
It was Rebecca. He starts off from the land of Canaan, going back to Abraham's land to take a wife, and he has no idea who this woman is. All he does is simply praise God, show me this woman by such signs. And then the Bible says that before he even finished speaking, Rebecca came through, and exactly by the signs that Eliezer had asked for, Rebecca proved herself to be the one. And what interests me is this 50 of chapter 24. Let me read verse 50. This is what it says. This is after Eliezer had explained to Rebecca's father and brother the purpose for his journey. The Bible says, then Laban and Bethuel answered and said to him and said, the thing comes from the Lord. We cannot speak to you either good or bad. In other words, when he explained to them the purpose of his journey, they saw the hand of God. They saw God answering Eliezer's prayer. They saw God proving Rebecca is the one by the very signs that Eliezer had asked for. And so, having seen for themselves, they saw the will of God. And they said, we will not agree nor disagree to the matter. We'll ask the girl instead, because this is from the Lord. And so, because God speaks, we can know His will from Scripture. And because God speaks, we know that when we cast our cares on Him, like Peter tells us, because He cares, He will take care of us and He will show us His will. Yesterday we were talking about listening to Jesus Christ. In other words, listening to the words of Scripture, because the words of Scripture are the words of Jesus Christ. That's how God revealed His will to us. Now, we cannot box God. We can't confine Him to one way or the other of speaking or answering or revealing Himself. God reveals Himself in many ways. And how you know this is God revealing himself, whatever that it is that is a revelation that you receive will never contradict scripture. It will never contradict the already revealed will of God. And whatever it is, it will give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. And so you hear the voice of God, like I do sometimes. It gives you peace that surpasses all understanding, and it never contradicts the word of God in the Bible. And so there are many ways that we can hear the word of God. What we need to do to be able to get to a point where we can hear God speak to reveal his will for us is first of all to have a relationship with him. When you have a relationship with God, you begin to speak with him like you speak to a friend or a father. And as a father, he will speak back to his son or daughter in a loving manner, because God is love. And because he is interested in personal relationships, he will reveal to us his will in different ways. However different the ways, they will never contradict scripture, and they will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. That is how we get to know. That's how we discern God's will for us in our life decisions.
One would
present
say
them to God.
Yeah, one would say,
yes,
Mfundisi, that the servant, Abraham's servant, which you are calling Eliezer, did not discern God's will. He discerned his own will. He simply used God as a rubber stamp. Isn't this the same thing that we do today? We say, oh Lord, I want my wife to be tall or short. I want my wife to... And then when we meet that person, we say, yes, the Lord has answered my request. Surely we know that does not work these days, right?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. You remind me of a deacon who, looking for a wife, went to church one day, said to God, the first woman that comes through these doors, that will be my wife.
Right.
So, God, let it be. And it so happened that I was told this story, but it so happened that the first woman who came through those doors happened to be a mad woman. And the man simply said to God, no, not this one.
Yes.
And so the thing is, when Eliezer says to God, this is how I will know this woman is the one, she must be a virgin, I will ask her of water, she would make me drink of her water, and she'll feed my camels. Eliezer does not say, this woman must be this tall, she must look like this.
No, I
she
understand.
Must be this and
I understand,
that.
Pastor, but the
he is simply saying, this is how I will know that this is the one you have chosen. And so he is simply saying, this is a sign, but the choice is yours. And so it could have been a different person who could have come through and did exactly these things other than Rebecca. And that would have been fine with Eliezer, because that would be the signs by which he tells God has answered my prayer. And so he's not asking God for a specific person or for a specific size or whatever. He's simply saying, I want these specific signs to be fulfilled, and then I will know this one is your will. That is all that I am saying. That is what he did. And so in line with that, Solomon tells us to commit all our plans to God, and then God will take care of us. God will establish those plans. And so it's not really endorse my will. No, it is God, is this your will? If it is, show me that it is. Prove to me by this sign and that sign, and show me it is your will. Not, this is my plan, this is what I want to do, please endorse it. No, that's not what the Bible tells us. That's not what happened. That's not what Solomon is saying to us. And so we simply present our plans to God. We commit them in his hands. And if God is in them, if God is in the plans, he will give you a peace concerning those plans. And you will know this is the will of God, because those plans will not contradict the will, the revealed will of God.
So you're saying we must put out a fleece, just like the servant did.
We must ask God to show his will. Now, the first thing first is a relationship with him. Now, if you have a relationship with him, you talk with God, you read his word, you understand his word, and you are doing his will.
This slave never had any relationship with God.
Oh, he did.
Well, the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says simply, actually, it says the servant prayed to the God of his master. Even when he was talking to the God, he was not saying my God. He was saying God of my master,
exactly.
Abraham. So he had no relationship with God.
He did. Listen, this is what happened. So Abraham says to him, God will go before you. He will send you an angel,
right,
and he will prosper your way.
Right.
Because he says to God, how will I know that this one is the one? And he says, God will prosper your way. He will send you an angel.
Right.
And so, because he is told God will go with you, when Eliezer gets the land, he gets the well, he prays there to the God of Abraham, the God of his master.
Yes.
Eliezer is the one making the prayer. He is the one saying, by this sign and that sign, show me, O Lord. He does have a relationship with God.
Even then, he doesn't say, O Lord. He says, God of my master.
Yes.
He doesn't say his
like
God.
Like we say today, the God of Abraham. Now, the thing is, the Bible actually says God saw Abraham, chapter 18 of Genesis, saw Abraham, and he says, well, should I bypass Abraham and not tell him what I've come to do in Sodom? I know he will instruct his family, and so in the ways of the Lord, and make them obey the commands of the Lord. Let me tell him. And because of that, we know, and the Bible keeps telling us that wherever Abraham went, he pitched tents there and erected altars to the Lord for worship. Abraham worshipped with his household. That's how Eliezer got to know the God of Abraham. And by that, he too believed in the God of Abraham. And so his prayer is not one that is automated. He prays because he believes also in the God of Abraham. Because Abraham tells him, God will go before you. He will prosper your way. And then when he makes the prayer, he's not making an automated prayer. No, Abraham said, you will make this. He's actually now saying, God, show me by this sign and this sign. Not because Abraham said this, but show me. That is what scripture records.
Yes. So I was trying to get to the part where now we establish that this God of Abraham is also the God of the slave.
Yes. Because the slave does not... Oh, by the way, he is a servant, not a slave. There was a very thin line back then, but I wouldn't want to go into it. Eliezer prays not because Abraham promised him prosperity, but because he too believes in this God. And so he prays to this God in whom he too believes in, and asks for God to show him by such signs.
Okay.
So he too does believe in this God.
Okay. All right, we'll take that. Thank you very much, Pastor. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your insights. Let's do this again tomorrow, same time, same place.
Amen.
Appreciate your time.
Amen.
Have a wonderful day further. Thank you, Mfundisi.
Thank you so much. Have a good day, too.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.